Welcome everybody to Inspiration in 10, where we share inspirational stories, articles, and Torah thoughts in memory of and le'ilui nishmat, my father, Rav Gershom ben Arav ben Sion. This Friday night, Shabbat in South Surrey begins at 8:22. Tonight's program is also dedicated in memory of Manya Bas Alter, Debbie Kosover's mother. May she rest in peace. May she have a lichtige Gan Eden and be a good intercessor for her entire family, for Debbie, for Lauren, for Shane, for Howard, for all the grandchildren, and for all of Klal Yisrael, for Debbie's sister. And may we share only good news, and we all wish them long life. So the story goes about this man who was retiring. He was fabulously wealthy, and he was having his own retirement party. He hadn't yet decided who he was handing the company to. He had a beautiful mansion. He had a beautiful daughter. The mansion was at a lake. The lake had some alligators, but it was a beautiful party happening. And he made a dare. He said like this, "I offer to grant the request, the first request of the first person who jumps into this lake and swims across it successfully," of course, not getting bitten by any alligators. Before you knew it, one man quickly plunged in and energetically paddled across the lake. People were amazed at his swiftness and what he accomplished, and they were thinking, oh my goodness, what is he going to request as soon as he gets out of the water? And as soon as he got out of the water, he asked, "All I want to know is who's the blank that pushed me into the water." In a candid conversation that Moshe Rabbeinu, was having with his flock, the Jewish people, before parting from them, Moshe helped them face their fears and bolster them for any approaching challenges in life, including entering the promised land. I'm just going to read straight from the Torah, from the passages, and then we'll explain. This is Moses' words. "And you shall remember the entire way on which the Lord your God led you these 40 years in the desert in order to afflict you, to test you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his commandments or not. And he afflicted you and let you go hungry, and then fed you the manna, which you did not know, nor did your forefathers know, so that he would make you know that man does not live by bread alone, but rather by whatever comes forth from the mouth of God does man live." Moshe gave them this key. And in passage 3, the last one that we read, which is the key to rising to all of our challenges, it says, "Ki al kol motza," everything one encounters, if he realizes that it is al pi Hashem, that it is godly ordained and prepared specifically for him, yichye, he can then live with a passion. And in a rare moment, Moshe reviewed with the Jewish people some of their past challenges to remove any traumas and to give them and all of us the strength to face whatever we may encounter in life. So I'm going to read it. It says, "Who led you through the great and the awesome desert, in which there were snakes, vipers, scorpions, drought, where there was no water, who brought water for you out of a solid rock." Moshe lists the huge fears that Jews encountered in the desert. Instead of describing it as a desert, he delineated every type of fear one might have in a desert and in life. "God led you through the Midbar, the desert, Nora, an awesome one, a nachash, snakes, saraf, vipers, akrab, scorpions, siman asher ein shamayim," as we said, a thirst where there is no water. We know that the desert posed dangers. We know Torah is very measured with its words. So why would it need to point out every type of snake and, of course, the lack of water? We know there's a lack of water in a desert. As Moshe gives the Jewish people eternal tools to face all fears, it's crucial for him to delineate and to define those fears so that we can face them squarely in the eye and then move on. I'd like to give credit to Rabbi Yehoshua Jacobson, who gave a brilliant class on what I will now very briefly endeavor to explain based on the Rebbe's teachings. Let's first address the Midbar, When one has fear of being alone in a vast world, he feels insignificant, like a disparate grain of sand. What difference do I make in this world, he feels. Man is created as an Adam, one who is Adame la Elyon, akin to God, in God's image. But sometimes we wander so far out where we feel we're unable to produce or accomplish, like in a barren desert. And he adds, Nora, it's overwhelming fear. Even though man is capable of reflecting the divine, in his creativity, in his joy, in his truth, he could be reflecting the divine. But someone gets so lost that he feels valueless and he feels frightened even in his own bedroom. Those feelings of insignificance and those fears, they open him up to the Nachash, to the Saraf, to the Akrav. The Nachash, the snake, has a hot venom. When a person has no self-esteem, he looks for other passions. That's the hot venom. The void within is filled with the venom, the substitute empty passions, which take him away from his true inner passions. It's an illness, like when one has a fever. That's the hot venom. And worse than that, it can even become a saraf, a fiery snake, a fiery serpent, poisonous passion that consumes him like addictions, that just overtake him totally and misdirect him away from his divine inner core, his attitude, his authentic self. The snake and the fiery serpent are very destructive and poisonous, but at least they're heated passion, which can hopefully bring a person to eventually have passion for truth, for purity, for divinity. But the akrav, the scorpion, is a much deeper danger. The venom of the akrav is cold. Even the two middle letters of the word akrav is kar, which means it injects cold. When a person feels so worthless that they're in a state of apathy or emotional paralysis, they become indifferent to the truth in their inner core, then they're really in great peril. One more level of fear that Moshe defined for the Jewish people when describing the journey through the desert and our journey through life is a thirst when there's no water. Sometimes in life, as a blessing, we feel an awakening, sort of an inner, what we call in Hebrew, a bat kol, or a benkenish, as we say in Yiddish. Sadly, there are times when a person is so lost that they don't even know how to recognize the true sweet waters, the water of Torah, that is right there before them. People spend their lives searching and searching, and they get into such blottas and such puddles that they can't even figure out the target of their thirst. It reminds me of the father who carried his son on his shoulders for hours through the forest in order to protect the child and to ease his journey. And when they finally passed another traveler, the boy asked the other man, excuse me, have you seen my father? This is the desert that Moshe is telling us that we may have to confront in order to get to Eretz Yisrael, to the promised land. But he says, but God is leading you. Hamolichicha, he is leading you. And if you can label your fears in order to get past it, if you realize that you are an Adam, Adam Ela Elyon, you have the power to be a reflection of God, and you're just passing through. Hashem put you through this. He is leading you. Yes, there are challenges, but you're only traveling through. And remember that you and I, and I'm talking to myself, you and I, we're not our anxieties, we're not our fears, we're not our depressions, we're not our paralysis, we're not our addictions, we're not our apathy. We are just passing through this desert. We can subdue it, we can conquer it, we can quarantine those fears, and we can let them become the springboard for growth and to get us into our promised land. And all that we just mentioned is true in our own microcosm as well as in our macrocosm as Jews. The time today is insufficient to flesh it all out as it relates to us as a nation, but it's pretty clear. And most importantly, it's the conclusion that Moshe conveys to the Jews after that. He says, Ki hu hanotein lecha koach lasot chayil. If you keep it on the forefront of your brain, that whatever rough terrain you travail, God is there with you. You have the strength to travel through it. Don't let yourself fall into the pit of the snakes and the scorpions. God led you through the desert. It was a journey to make you stronger, but do not dwell on it. It's just a path to the promised land. It reminds me of two guys on a motorcycle. I might have told the story before. I don't remember, but it really seemed appropriate here. A policeman followed them for more than an hour, and finally the policeman stopped them. "What's the matter, officer?" the driver asked. "That's the problem. I've been following you for over an hour, and you haven't done anything wrong. I find that quite suspicious. Not a turn out of line." So the driver answered, "Well, that's because God is with us." "Ah, that's it," said the policeman. "I knew I would catch you with a violation. Three on a motorcycle is forbidden." Let's be strengthened this week to realize that in Parshat Ekev, God is telling us he's the pilot. We're commissioned as part of God to resemble him in all of our actions and to realize that he's with us in our journey. And being that he's there on our journey of life, we never need to feel alone. We have been chosen to accomplish and to use all of our passions to mirror him by being ambassadors of light, of love, of healing, of creativity, of truth, of joy, and of divinity. Thank you, everyone, for elevating the airwaves with me tonight. Le'iloi Nishmas, my father, Rav Gershom and Rav Ben-Zion. Please remember, a little light dispels a lot of darkness. And Shabbat in South Surrey begins at 8:22.